You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, Welcome back to our silsila, The Jewel of Creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, we bring you another aspect of the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today's aspect is going to be in relation to the hijrat from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah, insha'Allah azza wa jal. That beautiful event where Sayyidina Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, left Makkatul Mukarramah, towards Madinatul Munawwarah, insha'Allah azza wa jal. But before we delve into this topic and mention a few points in relation to this event from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let's first make some good intentions. As Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of the believer, this is better than his action. And we need to remember that the more righteous intentions we make, the more reward we will attain. And if we are doing any righteous action without a good intention, we won't get reward for that action. So let's make the intention that we will listen, we will watch this silsila, an episode of Madrin channel with good intentions, insha'Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to gain the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Let's begin with the virtues, excellences and blessings of sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will write the reward of one qira'at for that individual. And the reward of one qira'at is equal to that of Mount Uhud. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear members and viewers of Madrin channel, like mentioned that today we're going to talk about the hijrah of Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, the migration from مكة المكرمة towards مدينة المنورة. Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, after the announcement of Prophet for 13 years, spent his time in Makkatul Mukarramah with his companions, those that had accepted Islam during this period of time as well. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with the companions, they went through extreme difficulties. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had spent 53 years of his life at this stage in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. But then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was finally then ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave Makkatul Mukarramah and go towards the city of Madinatul Munawwara. We mentioned in the previous silsile in relation to the character and the trustworthiness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This trustworthiness for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's been prevalent with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout his lifetime. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had in possession some possessions of the disbelievers of Mecca. So the event of the preparations to leave towards Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he started ordering some of his companions to leave towards Medina. So not all of the companions left Mecca at once. But rather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first he sent his companions. Some companions in groups were sent to leave towards Madinatul Munawwara. And then when Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam informed in relation to the migration towards Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he was prepared for this. Sayyidina Ali and the other companions, they were prepared for this, just waiting for the order from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam that now it's time for us to migrate as well. What happened was that, as we mentioned in the previous silsila, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was known to be trustworthy. And in his possession, the disbelievers of Makkah, they gave their possessions to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam to look after their possessions. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had some of these possessions in his possession. So what he did was that he ordered Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem to take over these possessions and then return them back to the people of Makkah before he migrates to Madinatul Munawwara. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he was then called to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he was then given these possessions, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ali that you rest here in my bed tonight, and what I will do is I will leave towards the Madinatul Munawwara. You in the morning, you return these, and then you leave towards Madinatul Munawwara as well. And at that time, outside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the enemies of Islam, they were sitting and waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to leave. But what Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was that got some dust and blew it towards the enemies. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he easily left his house without any trouble. Eventually Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And when they arrived at the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, they found that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala was already ready. He was already ready to leave for the migration. And one of the most famous aspects of this event is how Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala were going. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, he would sometimes come in front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. At times he would come behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. At times he would come to the right and to the left of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon this, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam asked that, oh Abu Bakr Siddiq, why are you doing this? Why are you going in front of me and then behind me, to the right of me and to the left of me? What is the reason for this? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he mentioned that, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when this thought comes into my mind that maybe the enemies, they will be coming to attack from in front, so I bring myself in front of you. When this thought comes into my mind that maybe the enemies will be coming to attack you from behind, then I come behind you to protect you from your behind. When this thought comes into my mind that maybe they come from the right hand side, I come to the right hand side. When this thought comes into mind that maybe they be on the left hand side, I come to the left hand side. This great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he was there to protect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and show his true companionship to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout this journey as well. And the very famous account of the Ghar al-Thawr, the cave of Thawr as well, where Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he took Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon his shoulders and carried Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam up this mountain up until they got to the cave. And before they got into the cave, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he requested Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam for permission to enter into the cave first, to clean out the cave and prepare it for the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we know from the narrations that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he used his clothing to clean out the cave, and all of the holes that were in the cave, he ripped his clothing and filled up those holes with his cloth as well. And then after that, and only after that, he allowed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam to enter into that cave. And then at that time, the very famous account that we know is that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam rested on the lap of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, he noticed that one hole was still left uncovered. So he put his blessed toe on top of that particular hole, And then we know the event and we hear this event over and over again, how there was a snake waiting for the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that cave. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he wouldn't allow anything to come and cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what happened was that that snake then had to kiss the toe of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala with extreme love. Okay, we don't want to say the other words. We want to say with extreme love, kiss the toe of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then the poison of this snake, it ran into the blood of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And this caused Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar to shed tears. He didn't scream out or anything. He didn't want to cause any trouble to the rest of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But the tears that fell from the eyes of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, eventually they fell on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then found out from Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar what had happened, and then cured the toe of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala by placing the blessed saliva there as well. So this event is a great event. But then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala eventually came towards Madinatul Munawwara. There's many aspects, many different things that happened throughout the journey from Makkah to Medina as well. But the arrival of Medina Sharif, what is Medina Sharif? What are the blessings of the blessed city of Medina? If you can elaborate a bit on this as well, inshallah.
Before Medina Sharif was actually called Medina, the original name for Medina was Yathrib. And within the city used to reside the tribes of the Aus, the Khazraj. During after the time of the announcement of the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and what used to happen was the two tribes, Aus and Khazraj, they used to fight between themselves. The war between the two tribes, it resulted in the weakening of the two tribes. So what happened after this was that after accepting Islam and practicing upon the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the two tribes, they ended their conflicts and they came together to become one. And they started to become one tribe, one community again. And after this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam named them the Ansar. Gave them this name of the Ansar. And this was for the help that they gave towards, with their services, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated towards Madinatul Munawwara. Now, when we go towards why Islam actually spread in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, what happened was that due to the association of the two tribes of the Aus and the Khazraj, they knew of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew that a Rasul, a messenger was to come.
So like we meant to be mentioning about the different events of the life of the Prophet ﷺ before his announcement of prophethood, how these monks and these scholars of the book of the Torah and the Injil, they saw the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that were mentioned in their books in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they knew that he was the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They knew that he is the promised final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew that he is Khatimun Nabiyyin. But their hearts were sealed and they were unable to accept and take iman on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
So then, as time went on, in the 11th year of prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went to Mina Sharif to preach Islam, to call people towards the deen of Islam. And this was during the time of Hajj. So when the people, they were at Hajj and they were performing Hajj, Rasulullah saw this as an opportunity to invite people towards Islam. And this was when six individuals of the tribe of Khazraj, they approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu then asked for their names and their background and a bit about what they do. And then what he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did was he recited a few verses of the Holy Quran and he gave them the invitation towards Islam, towards deen.
Imagine those verses of the Holy Quran from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine what turning of the heart it would have been on those six people that came from the tribe of Khazraj to Mina at that point.
Subhanallah. So then after listening to these blessed verses from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people, they said that amongst themselves, they said, the final messenger has indeed appeared. And he is none other than Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the mindset and the feeling that was going through the heart at that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the invitation towards Islam. After they said this and they embraced Islam, they returned back to Madinatul Munawwara and they went to their families, to their homes, their tribesmen, and they gave them the message about Islam as well, and they also encouraged them to also accept the deen of Islam.
Subhanallah. So these six people from the tribe of the Khazraj, these were the first Muballighs of Islam in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah.
This was Madani Muballigh.
Subhanallah. Hakiki Madani Muballigh.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Harun bhai, these are the events that were leading up before the actual migration took place. Another important event that took place was the Bay'ah of Aqaba. This was in the 12th year, the following year. So the first year, those six individuals, they embraced Islam. And then they brought a community from Madinatul Munawwara with them. And then they doing the following year, on the 12th year, they embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at this time, they requested Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to send with them someone that can teach them the about Islam as well. So this has been the way from the very offset, that the learned people, they would travel out to teach others about Islam. And this is where Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, is working as well. That Amir al-Sunnah is getting the Muballigin and the Ashikane Rasul of Dawat-e-Islami to travel upon the Madani Kafile. Go to those areas that are where there aren't learned people there. Go to those areas where people, there is a populated Muslim area, but there's no one to teach them about the basics of Islam. Go to these areas and take forward the Tanzeem and the mission of Masjid Baro Tahriq. Bring people back towards the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the mission that Amir al-Sunnah Da'at Barakatum al-Aliya has set forth and has given us this Madani mindset, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah. This is taking forward the same thought and the same mindset of those people of Medina that requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that give us someone that can teach us about the religion of Islam. So my dear disciples and viewers of Madani channel, Islam, this is a religion that requires sacrifice of our time, of our efforts. This requires us, for us to come forward for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout his life sent the companions to different places to spread the message of Islam. Today, me and you, inshallah, also need to take our time and go travel in the world, travel all over the place, from city to city, from country to country, in order to spread the message of Islam as well, inshallah. What happened after this, and how did this all move forward and lead forward to the actual migration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Okay, so then when Madina al-Munawwara started to become a city with Muslims, and the deen of Islam began to flourish and spread within this beautiful city, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a general command to his companions to start migrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. And from amongst the first Sahaba and the companions of Rasulullah to migrate towards the city was Hazrat Abu Salma radiallahu anhu, followed by a continuous stream of other companions who followed in the footsteps to migrate towards Madinah al-Munawwara. And the Kuffar at the time, obviously they were aware of this, and they attempted and they tried many times to stop this migration, to try and hold people back from going towards the city. And yet many people, many Muslims, they continued to do so secretly. They came up with ways to go to the city of Madinah al-Munawwara, until only those who were imprisoned or those who couldn't afford to were left in that city. And the majority or a lot of those people had moved to Madinah al-Munawwara.
It is mentioned about those companions that left, some of them left without informing the other family members that weren't Muslims yet. Some of them left with leaving everything behind. All of their possessions they left in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this is where the people of Medina, they helped these muhajirin, these migrators, to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then called them the Ansar, meaning the helpers. Because they gave those people that were coming from Makkah towards Medina. People of Medina showed them great hospitality and welcomed them with open arms. And this is the beauty of the people of Medina and the Ansar of Medina, that when these people from Makkah, the migrators, the Muhajirin from Makkah, they came to Medina to Munawwara, they weren't allowed to face any trouble. And the people of Medina, they tried their utmost best to give them as much comfort as possible. And this was the beauty of these people of Medina to Munawwara, that they gave everything for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And for this is the reason why the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are known to be the greatest of mankind after the Prophet alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madinah channel, definitely this event of the migration towards Medina to Munawwara, it's a lengthy event. But what we learn from this is how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they had great love amongst themselves. There was great brotherhood amongst themselves. And we see that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, first what he did was that he made a few number of people accept Islam in the city of Medina to Munawwara. Then a larger number of people went there. You can say when there was a group of individuals that had accepted Islam in the city of Medina to Munawwara, when Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam realized that there's a group of people that have accepted Islam and have started making and have built a base for Islam in Medina to Munawwara, then and only then did Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala then start sending his companions towards Medina to Munawwara. Another thing that we learn from this is that during the Meccan life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, those 13 years of the apparent and after the proclamation and announcement of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, these were very difficult times for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. But after that, when they arrived in Medina to Munawwara, it was a lot easier for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to convey the message of Islam. This is where Islam began to spread wide and extreme all over the place from Medina to Munawwara. And we know from that narration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was leaving Makkatul Mukarrama and got to the outskirts of Makkatul Mukarrama, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he turned back towards Makkatul Mukarrama. Imagine living 53 years of your life in a city, spending 53 years of your life in a city, and then due to the situation, due to the halat, not out of your will, being forced to leave your hometown. Imagine what state Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam could have been in. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam turned back to Makkatul Mukarrama. He said to Makkatul, he addressed Makkatul Mukarrama, the city, and he said that I would never have left you if your people didn't push me away from you. This is the love that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the devotion Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala had for the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarrama. But Allah willed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala to migrate towards Medina. So then when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala migrated towards Medina, then Medina that was known as Yathrib, upon the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, this became known as Medina to Munawwara, the illuminated and the enlightened city. This is the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that city that gained connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that city became enlightened. My dear Islam brothers, just imagine one ummati, a follower and devotee and love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is successful in building his connection and his relationship with his master, his prophet, the jewel of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the illumination that the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will cause in his heart and will cause in his character insha'Allah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, these events that we are mentioning throughout our silsila, these are events for us to ponder upon, to think about, to try and learn something from these events, inshallah, azza wa jal, and then implement them upon our lives as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, let's make these intentions that we will utilize these moments to build our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah azza wa jal, building our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, definitely we will gain salvation and we will gain success in this world and inshallah also in the hereafter. Sure. Keep watching Madani channel, keep benefiting from these programs as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah.